When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
We've been doing this bloody podcast
for 5 bastard years.
Yes!
Hooray!
The Scummy Mummies podcast is 5 today.
Hooray! Let's get the champagne out and the cakes and the Doritos.
Well, hello, welcome to our anniversary episode.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. We've got so much to celebrate, haven't we, Ellie? 130 episodes, so many guests, so much wine.
Unbelievable. Oh. So, yeah, we'll have a bit more anniversary chat at the end. But first, this is a very special podcast, isn't it, Helen?
It's extremely exciting because we have the one and only Ed Miliband on our podcast and the brilliant Jeff Lloyd.
Yeah, so we recorded this at Jeff's house, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which is on four actual microphones instead of our one that we've had for 5 years that cost $39.99.
Yes.
So you'll notice that the sound quality is marginally better.
I would say shitloads better, Ellie Gibson. Yes.
I was being ironic, but thank you for highlighting that for the listener.
That's my gift.
Yep. Let's just play it, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Helen Thorne.
And I'm Ellie Gibson.
And who have we got here, Ellie?
I'm Jeff Lloyd.
And I'm Ed Miliband.
Yeah!
Amazing!
Exciting times!
We've got a ginger and a politician.
My two dads.
Oh. It's so nice to be described as a ginger because I'm increasingly grey.
Oh, we got hints of ginger.
Yes.
Memories of ginger.
Yes.
Salt and pepper and ketchup.
It's nice. That's nice. Sweet. Yes. Lovely.
It's nice. I don't think we've ever had two dads on the podcast before.
No.
And I don't think we've ever had another podcasting duo on the podcast before.
We're very flattered to be on.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us about your podcast.
So we do a podcast called Reasons to be Cheerful, which is a podcast about ideas if you're feeling depressed about the state of the world and the way our government and certain countries abroad have decided to run things, then we've got all the ideas to fix it.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've never had it so good.
And we've got bonhomie as well. We've got a lot of bonhomie.
Between us.
Yes.
Yeah. Badinage.
Yes, all these things.
But I think
it's a burgeoning bromance.
Yeah, burgeoning. With rocky periods. I think the thing is that I think there are lots of people who feel there's no solutions to the problems the world faces or Britain faces. And it was Jeff's idea, to give him full credit, to say there must be good ideas out there. And we've done 40 or so of them so far. And there are lots of good ideas, both in Britain and around the world. And we're trying to make people more optimistic that there are solutions.
So you're not just collating and nicking all these ideas to basically set up a new political party and then become Prime Minister?
I think what's good is that we get people from across the political spectrum. You know, it's not party political. Obviously, people know I'm a Labour politician, but it's trying to say whether you're left or right, there are ideas out there.
Yeah, and there's been lots of different, you've had, obviously international guests.
International guests.
I had an Australian woman on the podcast the other day. I mean, that was fascinating.
I love that you think that's better than a native guest.
Yeah, exactly. But I was surprised that you had Tory guests because I've been listening to the podcast since the get-go. And I thought, oh, that's really good that you don't just want your own ideas, because with our podcast, we go, well, we're only going to have those people we like on. We don't care what the other people think. We just want our own ideas. So was that the kind of idea for the podcast that you wanted? Different voices?
It was an accident, really. We thought it would probably end up being a little bit more left of centre than it's ended up being when we started out in terms of the audience. But I just think people are so desperate for some positivity to cling on to.
And less, you know, we're trying not to do yaboo. And if, you know, you're a Tory with interesting things to say, so we had David Willetts, Lord Willetts, who's produced this big report about the sort of generate the way the younger generation is being screwed by the older generation, some ideas to do something about it. So, you know, he was a good person to have on. We had Ruth Davidson, the Tory leader in Scotland, who's for votes at 16. So in a way, it's sort of horses for courses. And we're trying to have people on, although those two maybe get a lot of attention or get some attention in the mainstream media. We're trying to have people on who might be academics or people who work at charities who wouldn't necessarily get the kind of exposure that others would get.
And I like the fact you had a pirate on, or a pirate specialist. You did. That's one of my favourite episodes, and that enlightened me about
an actual pirate.
Well, no, you say it because you are.
Why haven't we had a pirate on?
I know. Let's rip off their ideas.
Yeah.
So this was Sam Conniff Iande, who has written a book called Be More Pirate, and his point is that change happens not because of the people who obey the rules, but people who shake it up and people who do things their own way. Mm. And he looks at pirate society, and actually the way they ran things on the pirate ships is one of the great examples of egalitarian societies, and there were gay marriage and all kinds of stuff going on the pirate ships that you don't see in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, I'm up for it.
I like the whole thing about exposing the pay scale as well. That's my big bugbear, that everybody should know what everyone else is being paid. I thought, let's take that on board.
Helen Thorne speaks out.
Yeah, man. Yes,
definitely.
Good for you.
That's it.
So how people always ask this, but how did you two meet?
We met in the run-up to the 2015 election. Ed was a guest on my radio show. Against his better judgment,
totally,
somebody persuaded you to do it.
And who is this guy, and why am I doing the show? I think that's generally why I
The thing is, knowing disclosure. You know, I can hear you saying that. Yeah.
And did you think, you know, at that meeting, wow, I really hope in 3 years' time we're sitting in Jeff's loft with the scummy mummies.
That was my ambition.
That was the dream. Yeah.
I mean, I humanised him.
He semi-humanised me, basically. Yes. And he asked me whether I'd ever done a Mooney. He asked me about, which I hadn't. He asked me about...
Have you now?
No.
Will you now?
No. He asked me about Manic Miner, which was a game I used to play as a child. And so, you know...
Yeah, I did ask you like about your immigration policy as well, but you seem to have forgotten that.
I've totally forgotten that.
More interested in Manic Miner, to be honest.
I thought he was just seemed incredibly nice. And people were very complimentary about the interview. And then he got back in touch.
So how do you find it being in a kind of double act? Do you find that, you know, one person is a more natural leader, kind of more intelligent with their questions and just generally a bit quicker?
And I can hear what you're getting at there.
And while the other one is Australian,
that could be something.
I'm incredibly lucky to have Jeff because he is he's a fantastic professional who knows what he's doing, whereas I don't really know what I'm doing. And so, you know, it's really, I think the podcast works in large measure because of Jeff sort of shapes it to make sure it actually is appealing to people.
And I'm incredibly lucky to have Ed because it's made me a real talking point amongst my neighbours.
Yeah.
I said Miliband turning up at that house every week.
What's he doing in Jeff's loft?
I'm his masseuse.
Yeah, exactly.
You're running a high-class escort service.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
And you're both dads, is that right?
Correct.
Yes, I am a father of a 2-and-a-bit-year-old called Eugene.
Oh. Excellent name.
And I'm the father of Daniel and Sam, who are 9 and 7.
Oh, I've got a 7 and 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting fact. Mm. Yes, no, they're 9. The 9-year-old's a girl and the 7-year-old's a boy.
Yeah.
So
you're a bit further along the journey, Ed. Mm. Do you like to dispense advice to Jeff?
Not really.
If you had one piece of advice to give him, say right now, for example, what would it be?
Don't become leader of the Labour Party so that you don't see your children.
Well, that's his weekend ruined.
That would be my number one piece of advice.
Ed's boys are so sweet with my son. We went over a while ago and basically we just left him in their care for an afternoon and they were so nice with him.
It's funny how children can come into their own when they have younger children to look after.
Mm.
You know, it's sort of, in a way, it brings out their sort of kind of caring instincts.
And that goes for mother-in-laws as well, because Ed went to Chicago and my mother-in-law had your two sons for the afternoon and it really brought out this lovely side of her.
So do you think you're happier now that you're, you know, not doing the Labour Party and doing more of the childcare, or is it worse?
Look, I think it's sort of a bit of both. I mean, you know, it's obviously I'm disappointed to lose the election. And so I would never say, oh, well, I'm glad I lost the election. But I think it's certainly true that my relationship with my children and Justine, in a way, has been transformed by being present, not absent. Because the problem about doing that job, at least for me, was it was very hard to be really present. And it was so all-consuming. And I suspect other frontline politicians would say the same.
But when in 2015, in the run-up to the election, were the conversations had with your boys, which were, we might have to move house on Friday?
No, actually. And what somebody at school said to Daniel, and remember, they were, what, sort of 6 and 4, six and four, so significantly younger then. And I think a teacher or teachers did say to Daniel, you might have to move house. And we sort of, I think the way we coped with it was not to think too much about what happens if we win.
So you hadn't thought, I'll go number 11 over number 10? Because isn't the lodgings at number 11 are a bit bigger and more family friendly?
Yeah, partly for superstition reasons, although it didn't pay off. I didn't want to sort of measure the curtains.
You should have measured the curtains.
Then it might have paid off.
Yeah. That's it. Thatcher measured the curtains every night before, didn't she? Even though she was there already. I don't know what I'm talking about there. Just absolute nonsense.
But do you think being a dad, because you were obviously a dad before you were the Labour, did you think that influenced how you were a politician? Did you think it goes both ways?
I think a bit, yeah. Although I'm not sure I love the I'm going to play the parenthood card, is a bit of a sort of political thing.
Yeah.
You know, as the father of boys, you know, I hope you have those emotions, you know, whether you're a father or not a father, or mother or not a mother.
You're staying alive.
Well, yeah, look, I think it does influence. I was the climate change secretary when Daniel was born, and I was sort of rushing around the world, you know, trying to get this agreement on climate change in Copenhagen, the Copenhagen summit in 2009. And it definitely sort of, you know, if you think about long term, about what your kids going to look back on, okay, maybe Brexit, but, you know, Brexit hadn't happened at that point. You know, I think they will think, well, did you really get it on climate change? Did you really do something about it? Or did you leave us to cope with the legacy of that? So maybe makes you think more generationally and more longer term.
Dude, we should start thinking about our legacy. We've done nothing like that.
Fucking idiots.
Jeff, have you ever been leader of the Labour Party?
I haven't yet.
Right. But I've nothing more to say to you then. How about a quiz, Helen?
Oh, let's do a quiz, Ellie.
Okay.
So we'll do the quiz, then the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can cut the song out if it's weird.
Good. Okay, good.
So we've got a quiz for you. It's a Helen Thorne special.
Yes, it is.
It's called the Scabby Daddies Quiz.
Oh, my God.
That's right. So we're scummy mummies, but we want to find out if these guys are scabby daddies. So we've got a quick fire quiz.
Are they going to buzz in?
They're going to buzz in to see if they know the answer. There's 7 questions.
Okay. Question 1. How much is a McDonald's Happy Meal?
I can't help with this. Not because I live a bourgeois life, which I do. But I'm vegetarian, so I've not been inside a McDonald's for decades.
Pathetic. Yep.
Terrible.
No.
Nope, no idea.
Do you even know how many chicken nuggets you get? No.
Not 6, in a Happy Meal.
8?
4, but close. So
when I did eat meat, I used to work at a radio station where we would give away McDonald's vouchers, and I found the cupboard. It was like 18 years old at the time. I found the cupboard where they kept these things, and I used to, like, me and my friend Chris would go and surreptitiously steal. I was going to try and find a prettier word, but steal. And then we would go to McDonald's, each with a voucher, like we'd won a prize. And I'd say, can I have 20 chicken McNuggets, please, and whatever else you could spend £10 on. And so I'd been out with a girl who worked at McDonald's, and she told me that if you complain about something, they will instantly replace it without any question. So we take the 20 nuggets away, and then I go back to the counter and say, I'm awfully sorry, there are only 19 nuggets in that box. And they would give you another 20.
Amazing.
So I just sit there and eat 40 nuggets in a sitting.
That's an amazing Jeff Lloyd story.
That is incredible.
Wow.
Wow.
But no, we didn't know the answer.
Yeah, okay, so if you ever want 40 nuggets for the price of 20, that's how you do it.
That's amazing. Yeah. Right, so far you're not very scabby. Yeah.
Okay,
let's see.
All right.
Okay.
Now, which CBBC celebrity was named the hottest children's presenter for 2018? Was it Dr. Range, Andy, or Mr. Tumble?
Mr. Tumble.
I think it was Dr. Range. He's a very handsome man.
It was Range. Those eyelashes.
Yeah.
Oh, they get you every time.
He's a hornbag. I love him.
Yes. Yeah. So,
Right.
Yeah. And Andy, I think, thinks he's too good for CBeebies. I I think he's just looking for his opportunity to get out onto a game show.
Yeah, well, I'm doing very badly on this quiz so far.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Still, you know, still time. I think, should you do that next one?
Okay, what is, or what should be the correct name for World Book Day? A, Dress Up Day. B, Amazon Prime Day. Or C, Pain in the Fucking Arse.
A and C, I would say.
Yeah. I'll go for all three. All right.
Yeah. Excellent, good stuff.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah, point each.
Yeah. Okay, where does the word IKEA come from? Is it Swedish for Allen Key, an acronym of the founder's name? Or is it Sunday is fucking ruined?
See,
so Ingvar Kamprad was the founder of IKEA.
And we don't swear on this podcast.
I think the EA came from the village that he was
correct.
From.
That is
I mean, that is massive point.
Wow,
you should get like a million points for that. Yes, I mean, that is fantastic. Yeah. He's a big Swedophile.
Yeah. Yes, good.
Not Ingvar Kamprad, but yes. I mean, he's a Swedophile.
Ingvar Kamprad was only very briefly involved in the Swedish equivalent of Hitler Youth when he was young.
Oh,
yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Just a touch, just a dabble.
That's not so good.
No. Oh, Dave, ruined it. Which of these body parts have our children not announced a description of in the changing rooms at the swimming pool? A, boobs, B, bush, or C, arse, or D, all of the above?
All of the above.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Have
either of you experienced the joy of having your private parts announced in the change rooms?
Well, it's what is great for me is my son's speech is delayed. He's having speech therapy.
What a
but
gift.
It is a real gift because it is prolonging the agony of that kind of thing.
Yeah. Ed, no confessions on that score.
All right. That's for after the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following is not a PJ Masks character? Is it A, Catboy, B, Owlet, or C, Shiny Bob?
I think we'll need that one again.
Mm.
Are you familiar with the work of the PJ Masks?
No.
Ah.
That's Ellie's Hell.
Yes, that's the super. They're child. The more I describe it, the weirder it is. They're child superheroes who only come out at night after they're supposed to have gone to bed, and they fight the night ninjas.
Where do they feature?
On TV,
Channel 5. No, Shiny. Yeah.
So which of these is not a PJ Mask? A, Catboy. B, Owlette. Or C, Shiny Bob.
I'm going to go for Shiny Bob.
So that's correct.
Shiny Bob.
Yes. Oh, there we go.
That's it.
For one extra point, can either of you sing the Hey Dougie Sticky Sticky Stick Stick song?
I can't.
Oh, guys, they're not scabby. They're actually probably very nice fathers. Ellie.
Yes, absolutely.
Damn it.
Well,
I can play all the bits of incidental music from In the Night Garden on the piano.
We do an adult version of that in our show called Dogging in the Night Garden. That's for another time.
Yes, we have a whole section in our show called Sexy Babies.
Yes, 69 Zoo Lane.
Yeah, Sarah and Fuck. Yeah, I mean, they're great. It's a sophisticated show, isn't
it? Very
sounds
highbrow.
Like a family show.
Yes.
Good times. Great. All right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, done.
So on election night 2015, I'm sure you can't remember what you were doing.
No, I can't.
We were in a pub in Southeast London, right. with my dad, who's also a comedian, doing an election comedy night.
Oh, fuck.
I know. We thought it was going to be the best night of everybody's lives, and about 10 o'clock, people started going home.
But we started crying.
But before that happened, we did a very, very amusing, at the time, parody, where one of us played Nick Clegg. I think you were Nick.
I was Nick.
And I was David Cameron.
That's right. And so we had written this song in the lead up to the election. So we just thought we should sing it for you.
Oh, that's so kind.
Because you want to be reminded of it.
I couldn't get the music to pipe through the thing, so I'll just play it on my phone if you like. So.
Okay, so
that's fine.
So picture the night.
I don't think he wants to.
I don't think so, no.
Well, oh, there we go.
Here we go. Whoa! She's dropped her words. Oh. Ready, so I'm Nick Clegg. David, when I met you, you could do no wrong. I thought we were buddies singing the same song, but you let me down. You made me a laughing stock. Nicky, it's been fun, but it's time to move on. You and I are finished, no more Lib Dem cons, and it's not my fault that you're such a massive cock. You said we'd be pals, and I stupidly believed you. You knew the deal, don't pretend that I deceived you. We lied to each other, aha. Talking shy to each other, aha. Assholes in the stream, this is how it ends. Still on different teams, we were never friends. Now our day is done, I guess it's been fun. Although we lied to each other, aha. From one asshole to another, aha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, brilliant.
There you
are. I really enjoy, in particular, the characterisation of David Cameron. I think you really got a lot of his essence in there.
I do a lot of method work.
Before we heard him do his little hum as
give you a Yummy Mummies exclusive, which is that the day after the general election, which is the day I resigned, I decided, which I think was a good thing to do, right thing to go to the VE Day commemoration just before I formally stepped down. Now, I was sort of in shock, so I wasn't really kind of that conscious of what was going on, and I was sort of just kind of dealing with it. But the awkwardness of standing next to, before we went out and did it, Cameron and Clegg, where Cameron was having to explain to Clegg, because it was sort of like, I think, the first time they talked since the election, and Clegg had been completely wiped out. So it was definitely, I mean, so, you know, it was less orcs for me, actually, and kind of more orcs for them.
Could you hear what they were saying then?
But I mean, I think it was generally sort of, I didn't expect it to go quite as well as it did, said Cameron, you know.
Wow, that's lovely. That's so nice.
But I don't think Clegg was very happy, really.
An exclusive, Ellie.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel bad for saying Nick Clegg was an arsehole as well now, but not that bad.
Don't feel that bad.
Just ask the students about Nick.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked our song. It's a shame it's no longer contemporary, but thank you for allowing us to perform it for you anyway.
It brought back memories.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that I've kind of slightly ruined election night for you.
I mean, you know, we got some good laughs before the shit went down, so it was a good time. And then we just got absolutely shit-faced, as I'm sure many of us did. Yes. So there we are.
We compared Farage to our front bottoms. I was just reading back the script. There's some great content.
Great jokes.
Really
yes.
good.
Great jokes.
Excellent.
Didn't call him a Burke.
No, he didn't. Did not.
Worse
or a Wazzick.
Anyway. Now, we do like to finish off the podcast with a Scummy Mummy confession. So this is basically a sort of story of parenting failure. I don't know if I've... Oh, you've got one.
Definitely.
Great.
Good.
I left one of my children in the care of Richard Desmond, well-known...
Pornographer,
owner of the Daily Express. Because what happened was that I went to... This is a
genuinely
true
story. That's almost as bad
story.
As leaving a child in a pub.
So I went to Hampstead Heath to walk with my children. It must have been, I think, pretty sure it was before the general election of 2015. And so they must have been 3 and 5, 4 and 6. And they were both on their bikes. And one of them rode off. And then the other one, and I couldn't see him. The older one, Daniel, I think, rode off. So, and I would sort of had run into this guy in a woolly hat with some dogs who turned out to be Richard Desmond, who engaged me in conversation. And as he was engaging me in conversation, one of them rode off. So I was like, look, I'm sorry, I've got to go and find Daniel. You're going to have to look after Sam. So I left Sam in the care of Richard Desmond.
Amazing. I am calling the NSPCC.
It did not, I mean, nothing, you know, he sort of lived to tell the tale, but, you know, there you go.
But now
I don't think it's, I don't think it's perfect parenting. Yeah.
No. And he's been a Daily Star reader ever since.
Exactly.
Yeah. He gets them free.
That's literally one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Jeff?
I can't really compete with that. My son is obsessed with like taxis, buses, all forms of public transport, and then increasingly emergency vehicles. And often I will, the first thing I hear when I wake up in the morning is him sitting up in his cot going, Nina, 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 because he's thinking about police cars or ambulances. So there was something I needed to do last week, probably like go out across the shop, which is I can see from my front door. And he was just in his nappy and it seemed like a faff. So I thought, how can I keep him occupied while I just run and get some milk? And I thought, I'm going to look at, I don't generally let him watch YouTube videos, but I thought, I wonder if there are any YouTube videos of emergency vehicles. So I look this up, and sure enough, like somebody has made a film just standing on the Marylebone Road watching ambulances and police cars and fire engines go by. So I put that on for him and ran across the road. When I came back, this thing had gotten really gruesome.
Oh, God.
It was awful. So basically,
you left him on his own.
Just for like 30 seconds.
That's, you needn't talk. You needn't make that face in your glass house with your stones.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Correct.
I came back and the film is, it's gone from just being ambulances going past and there's somebody lying on the floor.
Oh my God.
Covered
in
blood whilst paramedics strap him to a gurney. And I just felt so awful.
That's not ideal parenting.
Oh. It's not ideal parenting.
Oh, it's not God. Ideal, but you know. So there's nothing worse. You didn't send to Legoland with Paul Dacre or anything like that. Who, instead of Paul Dacre, of course, just resigned editor of the Daily Mail. My father-in-law once punched in the face. So, not a confession, just something I'm proud of.
Punched Paul Dacre in the face.
They were at school together. Wow. And he said he was a tosser then.
Wow. There we go.
And he got into a fight and he punched him in the face. Again, not a confession, just a part of my family's history and legacy, which I will always treasure.
That's a lovely, lovely story, Ellie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you both for sharing. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And do listen to your podcast. Where can people find it?
All the places they'd usually. If they found this, they'll be able to find ours quite
on
easily.
On all good platforms. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much. You've been brilliant guests. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Until next time.
Bye. Bye.
Well, there we go.
That was our episode.
5 years. That's 5 years, mate. Five years of podcasting.
Hundreds of hours, all neatly tied up in one episode, really. That was I think one of my favourite episodes, actually.
I agree. And I really can't believe it's been 5 years, because people always ask us how we got started. And it was basically, you know, we started with the podcast. That was before the live shows, before the Instagram. Before, I don't think Instagram even existed then.
I don't want to know about a time without Instagram. Yeah. I really don't. What would I do with my life if I didn't have Instagram to flick through? Because I would say we were one of the first ever parenting podcasts around in the UK. Like, funny ones.
Yeah, certainly the first one to kind of not be going, and this is how you get your baby to sleep. But, you know, the first ones go, oh my God, getting your baby's to sleep, shit, innit? It's fucking impossible.
I know, have a glass of wine, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
My marriage is in the toilet, that kind of thing,
So I'm proud of that. But genuinely, when we started, I really did not think for a moment, you know, that 5 years later, we would be, like, still sitting on my sofa, or, like, going to Ed Miliband's mate's house to do a podcast. It's pretty mental.
It is completely mental. And I was sort of thinking back to all these weird situations we've been in. Like, we were sitting on some beanbags once, drinking lager with Suzanne Moore, talking about feminism.
Yeah.
In a yurt. I mean, there's been some really interesting rides. And then having, like, selfies with Mr. Tumble. Yeah. I mean, and then, and that guy, what's his name? Dara O'Brien.
Oh, who's that guy?
Yeah. Who's that guy? Yeah. We had him as well. So it has taken us to all the most amazing places. And then we got to sit in a Greece recreated bedroom with Frenchie from Greece, Didi Kon.
I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride.
When you describe what we've done and put it together, it doesn't actually make sense.
No.
It sounds like a weird dream, some kind of David Lynch-esque kind of very long film with no real meaning.
And we genuinely wouldn't still be going after all this time, I think, if it weren't for you, the listener, brackets.
Yes, my mum and yes. others. Yeah, absolutely. I think that is what keeps me going. I mean, the money.
I mean, financially.
Yeah.
I mean, the podcast didn't make any money at all for the first 2 or 3 years.
I think we got excited once because we got like a check for 20 quid.
Got really excited, yeah. But it didn't make any money. But the reason genuinely we kept going is because we got all these lovely emails, which we still get to this day from people saying that the podcast helped them through difficult stuff, or just that it made them laugh, or just that they thought it was good or funny.
Yeah.
And that really, you know, made us want to keep going. And then luckily enough, we started to make a little bit of money. But obviously we haven't bought a new microphone, so let's not go crazy.
And Ellie hasn't bought a new sofa. So, I mean, we're basically the same as where we started, except our nails and hair are nicer.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And we did have a 5-year anniversary party, didn't we?
We had a wonderful big bash. We invited some of the previous podcast guests and Ellie's dad. Well, he is a previous podcast guest. And we had a lovely knees up. We did dancing. We ate a lot of cheese. We had a lot of fun.
We did have a very special guest of honour.
Oh my God. You will not believe this, listener. We had the actual real Captain Birdseye.
Yes. He's quite handsy.
Oh my God. He is. His name's Ricardo.
Yes.
And he's from Italy, from Rome specifically. And the Birdseye company flew him out from Rome for our party and made us a massive cake that looked like a giant fish finger.
Yes, and he did not know what the fuck was going on.
He was
absolutely clueless.
But he just kept hugging us and smiling.
Yes.
And hugging the rest of the women in the audience, which was lovely.
I liked it when I asked him who was his favourite out of me or you, and he just came up behind me and sort of bear hugged me from behind. That was one of the most erotic moments of my life, to be bear hugged from behind by Captain Birdseye. I mean, it's every girl's dream, isn't it?
I mean, and I just like watching. I mean, is that bad? That's odd.
Definitely weird.
Anyway, he did give me a kiss and a cuddle later.
Yeah.
Outside. But outside everything. But yes, we had a wonderful party and there was lots of booze, wasn't there, Ellie?
Yes. Thank you, iHeartWines.co.uk. They supplied some lovely wines. And Bear Smith for the cocktails.
Oh, they were delicious. And little fizzy wines in cans. That was lovely.
Yeah.
And we also had nuts from Don't Buy Her Flowers. Yeah. And also brown bag crisps gave us crisps.
Yes.
How about that?
All the treats. But most of all, special thanks to Mum's the Word, who organised the party for us, and they did an amazing job, and there were gold balloons and there were photos of us through the ages all around the room, and it was just fabulous. And the fab DJ Ali, who, when he played Africa by Toto, I mean, the room just kicked off.
Yeah, we were literally shaking the walls. It was fantastic. Yeah. But the whole thing couldn't be possible without cash, Ellie.
Yes, that's right.
Money is always wonderful. Yes. And the wonderful people at Now TV gave us a bag of cash. And we had a lovely time. So thank you, Now TV. I really like these chaps at the Now TV. Don't you, Ellie?
Yeah, well, I certainly do, Helen. That sounded believable and natural. So Now TV have got this thing called a smart stick, basically. And you plug it into your telly and then you can stream like movies and box sets and football, you know, all the things. And you can get a 14-day free trial from nowtv.com.
Fabulous. I really like it at the moment because I've got Now TV because they gave it to me. I'm catching up on Modern Family, which I'm really liking.
And what
are you watching?
We got the movies pass. So we watched Wonder Woman the other night and then we watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Basically all slightly above mediocre superhero films. That's what we're enjoying. So it's good, yeah.
Oh, and the new one this summer is the Lego Ninjago film, which I really liked.
Ninjago or Ninjago?
Let's not fight.
Yes.
It's been 5 years.
Let's not ruin it over Ninjago, which is the correct pronunciation.
Ninjago.
So anyway, so thank you so much to Now TV for that. I mean, that's enough whoring, isn't it?
That's it. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We just had a great time.
Yeah.
And I must say, thank you to me I made us some very special costumes.
Oh.
So Ellie and I wore swimsuits of each other's faces. And we wore leggings, which had photos of people who've been on the podcast as well. So do look at the Instagram photos, I mean, if you want to.
It was spectacular, I have to say. You absolutely outdid yourself. And you basically organised the whole party. So thank you for that.
That's all right. Ellie gave a lovely speech about actually being the groom in the wedding and just turning up. But do you know who else gave a speech, Ellie?
I do. My dad.
Yes.
Who, if you do follow us on Instagram, if you watch our stories, you'll know he's sort of become, he's like the fifth Beatle. He's like the third Scummy Mummy. He somehow inveigled himself in and is becoming even more popular than us. It's very annoying. But he did do a Father of the Bride's speech, which was wonderfully short. And then he had a good chat with Captain Birdseye about what it's like to be a jobbing actor. So I think they had a lovely time.
Everything went right. It was really lovely.
Oh,
good on you, Jim. Thank you very much. And yes, he will be on our Instagram stories throughout the rest of 2018.
Yes. Well, there we are. Thank you again so much for listening to the podcast. And please do subscribe. I know we always go on about rate, review and subscribe.
Just makes us feel nice.
Just makes
us
feel nice. Yes.
It does. All those, we read every single review on iTunes and it helps us so much. So please do that. It will take literally about 45 seconds. Just give us 5 stars, please. And do tell your friends. I think that's the lovely thing about the podcast. It has grown sort of organically because a mate's recommended to a mate and so forth. And now we are listened to in 147 countries, Ellie.
Wow.
Hello, Zanzibar.
Hello, Vanuatu.
Hello to the one listener in Russia.
My dream is to one day go around to all these places. Maybe not Russia, but the other ones. And that would be lovely.
That's it. We want to personally shake the hands of everybody. Give them a hug. Give them a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That's been the loveliest thing, actually, is connecting with you all.
It really is. And the podcast is free, and we're never going to ask for money for it. But if you have enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a little review. Because that'd be like buying us a drink for our fifth birthday.
Oh, go on then. And do, if you're in the UK, come and see us live. We're doing so many gigs, Ellie, up and down the country, and we've got a big Christmas tour as well. So do check scummymummies.com for the live show events.
Yes. And one more time, thank you again all so much for your support and your lovely emails, and especially all the ones we've had from people who say they've had tough times and the podcast has helped them through, which, you know, we would never pretend to know anything about anything. So to hear that we've accidentally helped people really does make us feel good.
And surprised.
Yes, and almost incredulous.
Oh my God. There are many emails that have actually made me cry, both because I understand what they're going through, but also that, we've done something good.
Yeah, which makes a bloody change. Because God knows we're not on the PTA.
Oh, God knows we'd never knit anything.
Yes.
But anyway, so thank you very much for being with us all this time. And thank you, Ellie Gibson.
Thank you. Do you think we could do another 5 years?
I think so.
I mean, we've been through, appendicitis, a car crash, a premature baby, a trip to Nepal.
Mm.
What have the other big things been?
You urinating in front of me many times.
Yes. I mean,
me never urinating in front of you. I just seize up. It's the only time I can't piss my pants is in front of Ellie. I just, I try. I can't. I fail.
I can piss anywhere. I'm like an X-Man.
Oh, my God. And sleep anywhere you can't. Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway. Here's to another 5 years.
Yay!
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye. I didn't say until next time like I usually do. Do you think it matters? Nah, fuck it.
We're all gonna die.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.